again discussing the Gemara of Hamad Aleph that tells us the possibility of deriving Kedusha Keser from the combination of Shtar and Diyah. But the Gemara says that Mala Hanof, in the cases of Shtar and Diyah, that Ashkechon Bal Karcho, in the case of Shtar when it comes to Gerishin, Diyah when it comes to Yibum, some of the Keser that in fact is not the case. The Gemara says, but don't we find Keser Bal Karcho when it comes to Ami Briyam? The Gemara answers that true, but nonetheless, that Miha the Ishus, Lo Ashkechon Bal Karcho. We began discussing what exactly was the case of Keser Bal Karcho when it comes to Ami Briyam. Rashi points out that the Gemara is referring to the fact that Aviha Mokra Shalom Midatan. Tosos quotes the name of Bein Hatam, the difficulty, that it's true that the Das, Habas, is not needed. After all, she's a Ktana, but nonetheless, the Das Ha'av is obviously required. Why should that be called the case which is, in fact, Bal Karcho? Even when it comes to Kedushin, which is Fli Midata, when a father is Mekadesh, his young daughter, as Biti Nasati Lishazeh, the Das is not the Das of the daughter, the Das is the Das Ha'av, and of course that's not considered to be Bal Karcho, that is considered to be Midata. So therefore, Tosos points out the following, it must be referring to the case of Yud. It means what subsequently will occur. But even though it's initially it is clear that the Das Ha'av is necessary, however, when it comes to the case of Yud, that can be done Bal Karcho Shel Ha'av, Bal Karcho Shel Habas, and that is the case of Kesev Bal Karcho regarding the instance of Amma Ivriya. We mentioned the Chiddush of Ne'oshua, why the Gemara can't simply mention a case of Giron Kesev, not in terms of to become, right, an Evid or an Amivriya, but rather to go into secure one's Cherus. And we pointed out that perhaps one could understand that in a very different way, based on the Gemara in Erech and Andav Lamada. The Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that the Gemara is referring to the case of Yud, is a twofold Chiddush in the following sense, that number one, after all, what does the Gemara mean when it mentions the case of Yud is Bal Karcho? Is that really the case? That Yud is considered to be Bal Karcho? So Rabbeinu Tam says, absolutely yes. And isn't there a Gemara later in Daf Yutes that tells us that what do you mean? The Pasuk says, Asher lo ya'ada, and the Gemara writes, Yutes samral of tzarlof ya'ada, it means that she must be informed that Yud is taking place. So Tosa says it's true. She must be informed, tzarif lahodia, but nonetheless, it can occur even Bal Karcho. So she must be aware that Yud is in fact occurring. However, it can occur even without her consent. That's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. As he pointed out, that this is against the view of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Hilchos Avadim first tells us the case of Yud is simply this, that Amla Bifnei Shnayim, that the representation will be made in front of Eidus, Eidus the Kimadavra, what the Gemara mentions in Daf Yutes, is necessary for Yud as well, and he will use one of the Lashonos of Kedushin, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, and the Rambam writes that Inotzer Chlitin Laklum, no need for a new Matan Mos is necessary, we'll have to see why that's true, but no direct Matan Mos is needed at this particular point. And then the Rambam writes, the next halach in Halacha Ches, that Ein Ha'adon Miyayin Amivriya, Lo v'lolivno elamidata. You should realize that Yud certainly requires das. Whether referring to Yud on behalf of the Adam, whether it is in Zeno, Ya'adena. And even though the Rambam writes the following, Shekvar kibel aviha ma'osea, and even though there were the original ma'os, and obviously those ma'os the father accepted midata, certainly the prospective Adam could not have forced any kabbalas ma'os initially, but nonetheless, the Rambam writes, that's insufficient. Here the Pasuk says, Asher lo ya'ada, the Rambam writes, that means, midata. When the Gemara says that Yud requires that she is aware, tzarech liyada'a, it doesn't mean awareness, but it means a willingness. It means that das ha'isha is necessary. The Kesef Mishnah makes the following comment, right down the Rambam, that even though the Gemara says, tzarech liyada'a, and it means she must be informed, why is that information so critical? Because the Mishnah writes very simply that Hainu Kedei Shetis Ratzeh. But obviously, she must be informed because her consent is needed. And that's why, after all, because Imlo Kain, if that would not be the case, the Kesef Mishnah writes, that no consent in fact would be needed, so therefore, Ma Tel Yesh Behel Da'asa. So what is the Pasuk going out of its way and says that she should be aware that her receiving the money is done L'Shem Yud if she really has no say in the matter at all? The Mishnah Melech points out in that Rambam that, of course, this is a Machlokas Rishonim. The Mishnah prefers to you are Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mishnah quotes the view of the Rashba Daf Yutes, Right, against the view of the Rambam, that the Rambam says das is necessary, and according to the view of Tosfos, that no, all that is needed is sarech lahodia. The Keser Mishnah and Magen Mishnah do point out that Tosfos does agree to an extent. If you look at the Tosfos, we'll soon get to the Hema days, the Ramaskal Av. Tosfos comments that this is true when it comes to Yud, that Yud is Eris in Osen. When it comes to Chuppah, however, here Tosfos admits that Chuppah tzarech lasos midas. The Chuppah, that certainly is not Bar Karcho. Even if Yud is Bar Karcho, Yud is considered to be the Tchilas HaYishus. However, the Gemara Yishus, the Chuppah, that Tosfos does agree with the view of the Rambam that das, in fact, is necessary. Regarding that Ha'ara of the Kesef Mishnah, that the fact that the Gemara tells us that she must be apprised that Yud is taking place, doesn't that clearly know that Ratzon is needed? Otherwise, Mat Toeles Yesh Behoda Asa. So perhaps one could argue that's not necessarily the case, that perhaps it can occur even Bal Karcha, but nonetheless, she must be aware that the Maisi Ishus is in fact taking place, even if her das is not needed. But she must realize that Al Yedei Zeh, through the Nesina, so now that is considered to be an act of Yud. For example, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin and Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, the Rambam writes the following. Of course, Gerushin is Midato, but it doesn't require her das. All that is required is a Maisa Nesina of an Asna B'Yada. But the Rambam stresses in Aleph Tes the following. However, the Nesina must be done, the Torah's Gerushin, even though Dasi Isha is not needed. But the Nesina of Nasan the other, that's critical. How do you know that that's true? The Rambam writes the following, Shenemar, because of a safer Christus, and then Nasan the other. What does it mean? Sheyitin also the Torah's safer Christus. That's the Kiddush that the Rambam writes. That even though her das is not necessary, she must realize that she is receiving a sefer krisus. If, for example, she is of the mindset that Aval imnosla b'torah shehu shtarcho, let's assume he hands her this document and somehow she thinks it's a shtarcho, it's a shtar halvah. Or, for example, the Rambam writes, oh, mezuzah, he hands her a get and somehow she thinks it's a mezuzah that he's giving her. At that time, the Rambam writes that certainly that is not considered to be even a Maisa Nesina. The Rambam writes, let's assume, for example, he gives it to her while she is asleep, and then Vini Ora, and subsequently she wakes up, and Vareu Biyada, and all of a sudden now she sees she's holding something. The Rambam writes, in those cases, Eino Get. In the case of Gerushin Das, is not necessary, but an awareness that what she is receiving is a safer Krisus. That certainly is true, irrespective of the issue of das. So again, the Keser Mishnah just raises the kasha against Tosfos, now that the Gemara says, Sarach Biyadah, she must be aware. And obviously that means that she must express willingness, because Mato Elis Yesh Bahoda Asa, what is the use of apprising her if she has no say? That even from the model of Gerushin, if you see what the Rambam writes, one could deflect that kasha. That no, it's not considered to be a full Matamos, not considered to be a proper Maisa Nesina unless she is aware as to its purpose, independent of whether das is needed or whether in fact it is not. Right? The Rambam assumes even when no das is necessary at all, like in Gershin, Maisa Nesina requires awareness. So therefore the drush of the Gemara of Tzarech Lehodia, according to the Rambam, is telling you more than that. After all, Tzarech Lehodia means that she must be aware. What does aware mean? The Shira simply must know what is happening. That's true even by that which happens Bal Karcho, even when it comes to Gerushin. Perhaps that's exactly why the Rambam assumed that here, if there's a Gzeres HaKasuv, that means something more is necessary. More is necessary than awareness, because awareness is necessary even when it comes to cases that it's Mamish Bal Karcho, like a case of Gerushin. So perhaps that's why the Rambam assumed that Das is considered to be critical when it comes to the case of Yud. But again, one could just simply raise the issue, that comment to the Keser Mishnah, that what is the purpose of Lahodiyala if in fact no das is required? Well, the Rambam writes when it comes to Gerushin, she must be aware if no das is not required. And perhaps the second point, Hi Hano Senes, the fact that das is always required in the sense that she must be aware, so that perhaps is what led the Rambam to the fact that this pasuk of Asher Lo Ya'adah, Tzarech She'adah, means that more is necessary, more than awareness, but rather her consent, das, is needed in that particular time. Tosus continues now with the following difficulty. If one should assume that yield is bal karcho, as Tosus maintains, so isn't that great? No, so you have a case where mamish, the kesef, is bal karcho. No? According to the Rambam, obviously this is impossible. We're looking for a case of bal karcho. Yud requires das. So therefore, the possibility that Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation of the Gemara is out of the question, according to the Rambam Shita. No, if yud requires das, then how can this be an example of kesef bal karcho? According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is a perfect model, where you have kesef bal karcho, because after all, yud is bal karcho. So how does the Gemara answer that? No? So the Gemara comments, no, miyo bi ishus lo ashkechan bal karcho. Not true when it comes to ishus. That's very difficult, no? What do you mean it's not true when it comes to ishus? If you're talking about the other possibilities, like Rashi, how does she become an amivriya? Or you're talking about the possibility of Geron Kesef. I understand, no, the Gemara is interested in a more local case, an ishus. If you're talking about Rabbi Natan's example, yield. So therefore, that's mamish ishus bal karcho. No? So why does the Gemara say that mihu be ishus lo ashkechan bal karcho? So Tosus obviously has to address this issue. Tosus writes the following, that the afo gavdom lekamon, and even though the Gemara is about to say that be ishus mi lo ashkechan bal karcho, why is that true? So Tosus is phrased, mitchila lo baha kesev bishvil ishus. Yiyud is bal karcho. Yiyud is bal karcho. But yiyud does not require a matanmos. Yud means that he will represent in the presence of Edim Hare Atmakodeshusli. There's no need for Nesina whatsoever. That's what we saw the Rambam writes in Dalet Zayin. Ve'eino tzarach lita lo klum. So where is the Kesef? It's simply enough to go ahead and do. Make the representation Harayat Mukadeshusli. Where exactly is the Kesef Kedushin that would consummate the issues? So Tosus just comments that Lo Baha Kesef Yishul Issues, that the initial Matanos was not Bishul Issues, and that's exactly why the Gemara says Bishul Slashat Abal Karcha. The difficulty is the following. The Gemara in Daf Yud Testament Aleph raises this very issue. How is it that the yud indeed is chal al yedei dibur and dibur alone? Isn't there a need for some matamos? And this is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yud and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yud has the following chiddush, that the most harishonos lav l'kedushinit. The original mos that were given by the Adon to the Av in order to create the status of an Amivriya, that was not the Shem Kedushin at all. Those mos are irrelevant for Ishus. Those mos were needed for the Kinyan in order to render an Amivriya. So if that's true, so where is the Matan mos that would allow for you to take place? So Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda writes the following Chiddush. There's a shibud of Avdus that she has to serve as Amivriya for X amount of time. So therefore, if indeed yud takes place, and that will release her from the status and from the shibud of Amivriya, that itself is quantifiable. Now that itself is considered to be a form of kesef. We'll have to see in the next daf the concept of a hanaki kesef. Sometimes if a woman will be supplied with a concrete and tangible benefit, in such a case we'll assume that that hanah is considered to be kekesef. And Rabbi Masruda goes a step further and says the following chiddush. How much time is left until, right, her service as an amivriya comes to an end? Rabbi Masruda argues there must be ample time. If it's mamish b'sof hayom, it's at the very end of the 6 years, and the time is almost up, and now he wants to be mekadesh her with what? With the balance of shibud? If that is not worth the shava pruta, then yud will not take place. That is only dafki mishahus biyom kedei laso sino sheva bruta. That's what the Gemara writes in Daf Yutzeh Siman Aleph. It is not the initial matanos, but rather it is the fact that there is a current shiva that is quantifiable. And if that is pachos mikashir, pachos mishava bruta, so therefore inochinami, the year will not be able to take place. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, you understand very well, our Tosos. Tosos says the following, that we're talking about you. What do you mean? Be Ishus, Lashkam, Balkarfa, how can that be? So Tosos says, wait, where was the Matan Mos? A Matan Mos was, initially, Betchila lo baha kesev ishul ishus. That was not the Shem Ishus. That was to make your intel Mivriya. And therefore, that's why the Gemara says, Be Ishus, Lashkam. However, the difficulty is the following. If you assume, like the Shita of the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim assume that is not true. Where is the Kesef Kedusha? The original Matan Mos. Mos Arishonos, the Kedusha Nitnu. The Chachamim maintain, even if all there is left of her service as an Am Ivriya is a minute, that doesn't matter. Because when we say that there is a Kedushin, is the Mos HaRishonos. When the father goes ahead and sells his daughter Zama Ivriya, it's a realization that the goal is Yud, the mitzvah is Yud. And therefore that Matan Mos is the Kedushin Itnu. So very simply, so what does Tosos mean? That Lo Ba Kesef Bishul Yishus. Isn't that exactly what the Kesef is? Ba Bishul Yishus. How can you say that that's not the case? To assume that Tosos is only within Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, not within the Shita Sachachamim. So then how did Kush the Duktus? According to the Chacham, the way we assume. So therefore, you should be able to derive Kesef from that combination. And of course, that's not the instance. What exactly do we mean, however? Mos HaRishonos of the Shem Kedushin. What exactly does that mean? So perhaps Pashav Shatit means very literally that the initial Matan Mos was the Shem Kedushin. After all, the father envisions that Yud is a possibility. And as we pointed out, there's a mitzvah of Yud. Mitzvah's Yud kodemis the mitzvah's pedia. So if that is the thrust, so therefore, that original Matan Mos was true. It doesn't necessarily culminate in Yishus, obviously it requires right, Hareyash Mekudeshesli, but it's initial Matan Mos, as though it is Altnai, that the next step of Yud will take place. Is that really what the Gemara means by Mos HaRishonos L'Shem Kedushin? Let's assume, for example, that the Yud does in fact occur. As of when are they married? Now, if you assume like Rosi and Rabbi Yehuda, clearly, the most of Rishonos are irrelevant. The most that we're speaking about for Ishus is the subsequent most that remain. Well, obviously, the Ishus is only Mikana Lahava. The Ishus is not the Mafreya. The original Matan Mos is not the Shem Ishus Klal. But perhaps one could raise the following issue that according to the view of the Chachamim, most of Rishonos, the Kedushin Itnu. So when Yiyu takes place, so that's a Kiyum Hatnai. Is it possible to envision now that the Ishus is the Mafreya? So there is a Tosos Harash, right? The few testament ways that you saw, that right, Enochinami, Yud is Chal, the Mafreya, very great Kiddush. Literally, the most are Rishonos L'Shem Kedushin. Rav Chaim maintains in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Yibum, that is not true. When the Gemara discusses the Nafkaminas, right, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yud, the view of the Chachamim, the Gemara's Nafkamina, what if it's Mamish B'Sof Hayom? Do you need the balance of a Sheva Bruta or not? There's a huge Nafkamina, no? As of when does Ishus take place? Mikanal Bal Mafreya. According to Rabbi Yud, it's certainly Mikanal Haba. If you're going to suggest, according to the Chachamim, it's Mafreya, so again, you would expect the Gemara should tell us explicitly that that, in fact, is the case. Rav Chaim pointed out the following. that that is not what the Gemara means. Most Rishonos L'Shem Kedusha Nitnu, that that matter most L'Shem Yishus, and therefore the Chalos Yishus is the Mafreya. Rabbi Yosef assumes the following: the Yud is a straight, a regular form of Yishus that requires not only, let's assume according to the Rambam, Das, his Das, but even her Das, and also requires a Maisa Kinyan. Kedushin requires Das and also a Maisa Kinyan. The Das we understand, Hareat Mekudeshesli. Where is the Maisa Kinyan? Yeah, because the Hana is Kekesev. She is gaining right here and now. The Chachamim who disagree, what do they maintain? That I agree that you need Das Kedushin, you need a Maisa Yishus, a Maisa Kedushin, except that the Maisa Kedushin is the original Matanos, not a current Hanaka Keser. That's the Tosas Arash. Perhaps one could argue very differently. That the Chiddush of the Shita Chachamim is that no, that Yud is Das Kedushin, but there's no need for a Maisa Kinyan. In other words, that the Torah allows the status of Amhus, Amivriya, to convert into Ishus with Das Dover Sheber, with Das Kedushin, even without a new Maisa Kinyan. Not that everyone agrees the Maisa Kinyan is necessary. The question is, where are the Ma'os? And the Chum's answer is the Ma'os are Ishonos. When the Chum assumed that Marisha Rishonis, it means the following: by virtue of the fact that there was an initial Maisa Kinyan that transformed into an Ami Vriya, no further Maisa Kinyan is necessary. For example, the Gemara writes in Daf Yud Testament Beis, Ketzad Mitzvas Yud, how is it that Yud occurs? The Gemara says the following, that the Hareyat Mekudeshesli in the presence of Edus Lekimadava. The presence of Edus Lekimadava. The Amira, the Edus, obviously is current, it's now. Because that is the reflection of the Dasa Yishus, as we discussed earlier, especially in light of the Rambam Shita. That the need for Eidus Lekimadav is a function of Das Dover Sheberva. Where is that Das Dover Sheberva expressed? They're right here and now, B'Shas Yud. Why is there no need for Eidus Lekimadav earlier on, at the time of the original Matanos? If that really is the Maisa Kedushin, and you're going to interpret very literally that Kedushin Rishonim L'Shem, Maos HaRishonos L'Shem Kedushin Itnu, meaning that Matan Maos was the same Kedushin as though it's a Kedushin al Tanai. Well, don't you require Eidus Lekimadavar at that point? Eidus Lekimadavar is necessary B'Shas Yud, not at the initial time of the Matan Maos. That's why Reb Chaim explains that no one assumes that the original Matan Maos literal sense is Dmei Yishus, Kesef Kedushin. The Chachamim maintained that since there was initial Matan Maos, no further Maisa Kinyan is needed. Not that the Maos and Rishonos serve as Kesef Kedushin. Rav Yosra, who maintains that is not true, that you cannot automatically flip from Amos to Ishus without a new Matan Maos, he has to argue that there is a new Matan Maos because Hana is considered to be Kekesef. Rostovichik pointed out the following, that with this in mind, in other words, the Chiddush then of Yud is that one can have a conveyance of Das Kedushin without a Maisa Kinyan. Under normal circumstances, that's true. But here, right, even without a new Maisa Kinyan, she can transform, right, from Amma Ivriya to an Eishas Ish. As the Major pointed to a Rambam in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Dal Halakha Dalet, where the Rambam delineates the Dinei HaMelech, and the Rambam writes the following, that uniquely true when it comes to Melech. V'chein lokeach, the Rambam writes, mikol bo Yisrael, noshim upilagshim. The Rambam writes that Melech, uniquely Melech, is entitled to take a pilagesh. It's a chiddush in the Rambam Shita, not our sugya now, but the Rambam writes pilagesh is all midinei Melech. That fits in well with the Rambam at the very beginning of Hilchos Yishus that we discussed before, but the Rambam writes that, right, there's an Isser, lo yideh kodesh, lo siyeh kodesha, for Yishus be outside of the Mizgeres of Yishus. What about Pilegesh? No, so the Rambam sheet is Pilegesh is midin melech. V'chein lo kechim kol gul Yisrael noshim pilagshim. What's the difference between them? Noshim is v'ksu v'kedushim. Pilagshim is below ksu below kedushim. So there's formal issues, and then there is Pilegesh, which is midin melech. And even though normally speaking there's an Isser of Bia outside the Mizgeres of Ishus, Pilegesh is not to that Isser, Gabi Melech. The Rambam writes the following. Well, and how does that work? How does that work? Ishus requires a full Maisa Kedushin. And how does this work when it comes to a Pilegesh? The Rambam writes, Elo B'yichud Ba'alma, Kono so muterislam. You don't need a new maisa kinyan. The chiddush of pilegesh is that b'yichud ba'alma kono so muterislam. Even though normally speaking, to be matir in Isserbia, you require a new maisa kinyan. The chiddush of this parsha pilegesh, midine melech. B'yichud ba'alma kona osa, it is a kinyan, kona osa, and therefore muter osa. And then the Rambam emphasizes, aval hed yad osa b'pilegesh. This is only midin melech, this chiddush, that you can lift in Yisr Biyah simply without a formal ma'ase issues, but simply yichud ovad. The Rambam writes this is only for melech, but not when it comes to a Avla Hedya, Asir Bipi Legesh. And then the Rambam adds the following phrase. Now it's a little bit unclear what the Rambam means. Avla Hedya, Asir Bipi Legesh. The Rambam continues, Ela Va'ama Ivriya Bovad Achar Yir. That's the Rambam's phrase. This is not allowed when it comes to a Hedya, of course, with the exception of Yir. Now that's the finish of the Rambam. Yerushalayim pointed out, what exactly is that comparison? A pilegish is too, right, the melech as yield the gabe hedyo. What exactly does that mean? Yerushalayim pointed out, the chiddush, the Rav Chaim elaborates, it's not that yield, right, is das issues together with the form of maisa kinyan. It's just a detail, where was that maisa kinyan? Where was the matamos? Is the Kesef Kedushin before? Is the Kesef Kedushin later? If the Kesef Kedushin was before, you would expect that perhaps his nation is not Freya. Rav Chaim says that can't be, even though we saw the Tosfos Rosh Rai, it's great Chiddush. But that's true. And the Kash, if that really is the case, that that was the Matan Mos, you should require the Kima Dabar. The Teretz being that, no, that's not true. The Chiddush, right, of Yud is that one can become an Eishes Ish, right? Even without the Maisa Kinyan, just with Das Kedushin, you can have such a Chalos Ishus without a formal Hakna, without the formal Maisa Kinyan. Because this is not a new relationship, this is an extension of the fact that she's an Ami Vriya, and therefore, because there was an Ishul Matan Mos, there's no need for a further Maisa Kinyan. You understand if that's true, that's the parallel that the Rambam writes. When it comes to Pilegesh, that is a chalos. It's not pure Ishus, that's clear. The Rambam writes is no Chiyuv Ksuva, certainly. But nonetheless, there is a chalos of Pilegesh without the need for formal Maisa Kinyan. And where do you have this? The Rambam writes, well, when it comes to Melech, you have it in Pilegesh. And when it comes to a hen yield, the only place you will find this is when it comes to the case of yield. No? That fits in very well according to Reb Chaim's view. If one would really assume that most who shows the same kedusha nitnu, so what do you mean? That's mamish full issues with a full matanos. It's just that again, that the matanos, right, did not occur now. The matanos occurred at a little bit of an earlier time, but there was a full matanos. Mehecha teisi that this is resembles in any shape or form, right, something such as pilegesh where no formal kinyan is necessary. But in light of this possible chiddush, then you can understand, right, that parallel of the Rambam. The chiddush of Chaim, that was Rav Slavichik Sa'ara, right, that application of the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. There is an interesting ha'ara, that we've discussed this in the past, I'll mention it briefly, that Rav Nachum Zembe has. This is found in the Zer Avram, in Simen Chav Dalet. Our Gemara tells us categorically that the Ishus Lawashkechan Balkarchan. You never find Kesef Kedushin or Ishus Balkarchan when it comes to Kedushin. The most you can tell me is in some aspect of Amivriyim. In the Zer Avram, right, that piece in Simen Chav Dalet deals at length with the Sugya of Yifas Tor. And there, Rav Nachum Zembe raises the issue, don't you find it in Yifas Tor? Isn't Yifas Tor an example of Ishus Bal Karcha? And if the Gemara is looking for a model, do you ever have Ishus Bal Karcha? And the possibility that Kesef should work? Yeah, good, so Amivri you can reject. But what about the case of Yifas Tor? The Chiddush of Nachum Zembe is the following. Maybe you'll tell me, that, no, what do you mean? That who says Kesef works when it comes to Yifas Tor? When the Torah describes, right, Yifas Tor doesn't mention, right, Ishus and Kinyan Kesef, but if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, Perachas Lachavav, the Rambam is clear. The Rambam says, the Nosa B'Ksu V'Kedushin. The Rambam writes that when it comes to Yifas Tor, Kesef Shtarim Biyah. Just as Ishus is Ayidei Kesef Shtarim Biyah, the same thing is when it comes to Yifas Tor. And this is against the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Kisetze, in the Parsha Yifas Tor, tells us that no. The pasuk goes out of its way and tells us, V'yachar kein, tavo aleh uva'alta. The Ramban quotes the Sifri, that ein l'chava ele mitzvahs v'ila. All there is bia. What does that mean? That's the Lashon HaSifri. Ein l'chava ele mitzvahs v'ila. The Ramban explains, that means that Ein kesef ishtar tovsim v'yifas Tor. Raman's explicit, yifas Tor is just simply maisa biya. Not at all parallel, but just like in Yibum, biya, not kesef shtar. The Ramban writes, to name the Sifri, the same thing is true when it comes to yifas Tor. The Rambam is mafurish against this. The Rambam writes, v'nosa b'ksu v'kedushin. According to the Ramban, of course you understand our Gemara. Kesef doesn't work when it comes to Yifas Tor. So therefore the Gemara says, Kesef Bal Karcha, it is not found in Yishus. But according to the Rambam, that Kesef is a vehicle to acquire Yifas Tor, so shouldn't that be a clear model? So here Rav Nachum Zembe points out that no, there is a broader Lishitase of the Rambam in the Ramban, and that will answer our Gemara. The Machlokes Rashi and Tosus, and that very sugi that begins in Kedushin Adav, Chot Aleph Mabeis. Very basic Machlokes regarding Yifas Tor. What exactly is the Isser? What exactly is the Heter? What is it that the Torah is allowing? It's clear that the Torah here is allowing something because of unusual circumstance that normally speaking should be forbidden. The Gemara tells us that Lo Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. That's one of the sugyas, not for now, but we've discussed many times in the past. A Putra versus a Fliya. No? The Gemara says, what about a Kohen Yifas Tor? Well, how can a Kohen marry a Gioris? What does the Gemara answer? How can anybody marry Yifas Tor? So Rav says, Hol Vishtar Yishtari. whatever the hefter allows your fast toar, what are you saying? Kohen is usher? It's usher for anyone to do this, no? So if there's an allowance, maybe the allowance extends to a Kohen as well. But you see, clearly, there's something wrong here. There's some isser. What is the isser of Yefas Toar? So this is machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Simply, what is it that the Torah allows? The Gemara has the following drasha: Kedushin Chabeisam Ralu. The Hevesa, take the Yefas Toar, bring her into your home. You can't oppress her in battle. So what exactly does that mean? So Rashi writes one brief comment, but opens up worlds. Rashi says, what does that mean? Love Olam. That's it. Love Olam. In other words, what is Rashi Shita? That even Birishon is only allowed La'achar kol hamasim. Birishon is allowed only once you undergo the entire process which is mentioned in the parsha. And Rabbi Natam disagrees. Rabbi Natam says that no, Bir Rishona is allowed b'milchama. Anything else, Bir Shnia, that's only Lachar Gerus. After all, Rabbi Natam points out, look at the Rashba, the Ritva, isn't that the problem? The problem is that there's an Isser Bir. Lo dibra Torah Kneitza Haram means that the Torah allows the Ma'asibi to take place, but subsequently you have to undergo Gerus. According to Rashi, that no, even Bir Rishon is only allowed La'achar Kol HaMa'asim. So how does that help? Lo dibra Torah Kneitza Haram answers Pas Pasalo. If the response that Torah is just wait, she soon will become Muteres, that will be enough. Mashain Kane, if there is no heter, we're afraid that a worse result will occur. So the Ritzvah is bothered by the following kasha. According to Tosfos, you understand what the heter is. We are allowing a ma'aseh to take place that otherwise is forbidden. After all, this is mamish b'milchama, this is b'farhesya, this is the sugya, the Ritzvahites of Kanaim Poginbo. Abias nochris b'farhesya. Even though literally the Ritva writes it's not b'farhesya meaning the ma'isamia, but taking the woman off of the battle for that purpose, it is clear to everyone why it is being done. That is called b'farhesya, and therefore a matir is needed. But according to Rashi, why is there any heter at all? That the Yisrael is allowed to marry a Gioris. And the Gemara says, maybe a coin also, because all Bishar Yishtri. What is the heter? Tosfos points out that really this is 2 days in Yerushalmi. Whether the Birishon is Kodem Gerus or whether it's La'achar Gerus. Tosfos even points out the further kasha, that the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph, in describing the episode of Amnon and Tamar, that Tamar says to Amnon that don't attack me, let's speak to David HaMelech, our father, and certainly he will allow us to marry. How can that be? Tosa says, no, it's Mamish Yisrael, they were brother and sister. So the Gemara answers in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph that no, apparently you see that Tamar was a Bas Yifas Tamar. How does that help? Bas Yifas Tamar, therefore they weren't brother and sister. According to Tosa, you understand Basi Fastor means as a result of Birishona. At that point she wasn't Jewish, the mother. However, according to Rashi, everything occurs Lachar Gerus. So what do you mean, Basi Fastor? They're the son and daughter of David HaMelech. So the Ritva writes a beautiful Kiddush. The Kiddush, according to Rashi Fastor, is the Gerus. That this is a Gerus Bokor. This is not a normal Gerus. Gerus requires death. The whole thing we discussed in Shlichus and Zachim, Ksuvus Dafir Aleph, Hariyah Pir Katan, Katan Zabardas, Gerus requires death. It requires Ratzon. The Kiddush of Yefas Toar is this is an incomplete Gerus. This is a Gerus which is Balkarcha. That's the Kiddush of Yefas Toar. The Torah allows for Gerus Balkarcha. And then the Ritva goes a step further. This is the unbelievable Chiddush, that the Gerus Bakarcha does not mean she becomes a full Bas Yisrael. It's a mixed Gerus. It's Matir the Isra Biyasakum, but it doesn't mean that she has a full Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, her children don't have a Kedushas Yisrael. And that's exactly the punchline of the Gemara. Tamar Basi Fastar. Yeah, it was after Gerus. But this Gerus, this is an incomplete Gerus, a Gerus which is Shlomi Das. So Rav Nachum Zimmer puts both this together and argues as follows. That the Chiddush according to Rashi is the Gerus is Baal Karach, and that's an incomplete Gerus. According to Binatam, the Chiddush is Birishona, the Gerus is an absolute Gerus. And therefore, she's a full Bas Yisrael. Now I'll ask you the following. La'achar Gerus. Is it only Bia? Or is it also Kesef Ishtar? So Nachum Zember writes, this is the Shitasei. If one should assume that the Gerus is absolute Gerus, and therefore she is a full Bas Yisrael, in such a case, Kesef Ishtar Bia, Kedusha Yisrael. If you assume that the Gerus is Baal Karcho, it's Matir the Yisrael, Abiyas Afkum, Abiyas Nachris, but nonetheless it doesn't result in Kedushas Yisrael, that's the Rabban's interpretation of Sifri, that Ein Lach Baal Mitzvahs Be'ilah. The Gemara writes regarding Bnei Afkum, now that Bnei Noach, Afkum, Bulas Baal, Bia Yeshlehem, Kesev Ishtar Einlehem, they have a form of issues. Bias Ishus, no? That's the Tosfos point on condition of Chabal from the Beis. Ashes Yifas Tor. What is Ashes? Lorabos, Ashes Ish. You can have Ishus when it comes to a Ben Noach as well, but it's not the same as Ishus of Yisrael. They don't have Kesef, they don't have Shtar. Bulas Bal they have. So Nachman Zember writes that this issue, the extent of the Gerus, will determine, this Machlok is the Ramban and the Rambam, as to whether it's Kesef and Shtar, whether there is not. The Rambam is explicit in Hilchos Malachim Perches Halacha Hey that the heter of Yifas Toar is Birishona, like Tosa Sushita, but the Gerus must be Midata. If the Gerus is Midata, that means Lachar Gerus she is a full Eishas Ish, and therefore Keser Shtar Mia. That's the Rambam, the Shitasei. So Menachem Zimmer just adds the following manashah, and that will clearly resolve any problems with our Gemara. The issues of Yifas Toar, is that Baal Karcho or is that Midata? So Menachem Zimmer writes, that depends. According to the Rambam, according to Tosfos, the entire Heter Yifas Toar is Birishona. Birishona. Whatever occurs afterwards is full Gerus and full Ishus. That can only be Midata. You can't have Ishus Baal Karcho Lachar Gerus. According to Rashi Shita, that no, this is incomplete Gerus. As Ritter writes, there is no Kedushas Yisrael. Incomplete Gerus. According to Rashi, that allows for the possibility of an Ishus which is Baal Karcho. If it's a complete Gerus, the Ishus is Midato. If it is an incomplete Gerus, this is part of the Heter. Birishon is not the Heter. Birishon is occurring Lachar Gerus. So what does it mean that you can insist? You can insist that all of that which is in the Parsha occur. You can insist in that form of Ishus. It's only an Ishus Baal Karcho according to Rashi, but not according to the Rambam. Let us go further. And what about Kesef? Well, if it's a full Ishus, Lachar full Gerus, then Kesef yes. If it is an incomplete Gerus, an incomplete Ishus, then as the Ramban writes, be a yes, but Kesef and Shtar no. So when it comes to Yifas Toar, Mimanavshach, the combination of Kesef Baal Karcho is out of the question. Kesef and Baal Karcho are mutually exclusive positions. If Kesef works, that means it's a full Gerus that requires Kedusha Midata. If the Ishus is Chal Bal Karchal, that means it's an incomplete Geirus and Gula's Bal Yeshlam, but not Kesef. That's exactly what the Gemara writes, that Kesef Bal Karchal O Ashkechan Ishus. You'll never have the combination of Kesef Bal Karchal. What are you missing in your Fastoar? That depends. No. According to Rashi, you have the Bal Karchal, but you don't have Kesef. No, and according to the Rambam, you have Kesef, you don't have Bal Karchal. No, but Kesef Bal Karchal, that combination one would never have. That's the Chiddush of Nachum Zember, right? That the Gemara is explained, of course, not only according to the Rambam, the Kesef doesn't work, even according to the Rambam, the Kesef is a possibility, but to allow for Kesef, that certainly isn't. Just very briefly, the Gemara, just to review quickly, on Daf Hey, go through the shurim we discussed earlier. We won't go through it again about this shurim achilas truma, right? What the Gemara mentions and the Hayim and Aleph, the fact that Arusa Bas Yisrael is a chelas b'truma, and the two reasons in the Gemara and Dafir and Dafir Aleph, why means Rabbanan that's not allowed, whether it's Shemetashke or Simfon, with the Naskaminas of whether in fact it's Vokluk. But the Gemara continues and writes the following: the Chiddush of Rav Huna, that Chupa Konami Kal Vachom, that Kesef is Inamacho b'truma, and yet Kesef is Kona. Chupa, which is machelas b'truma, say inadin shetikne. And the Rebbe argues that no, that's a flawed kavachomer because kesef is machel b'truma, because midaraisa rusa bash yisrael ocheles b'truma. Rav, however, comes and tells us the following: that no, shnei tshuvas b'davar, certainly chupa cannot create erusin. Why? Rav says, after all, kesef shtar and be alone and nothing more. And furthermore, Rav says that kul chupa gomeres ella al yedei kedushin. Chuppah cannot do anything without kedushin. Kum chuppah gomeres ela yidei kedushin. And therefore, b'chi gmirei chuppah shlo yidei kedushin, mechuppah shal yidei kedushin. How can one envision chuppah without kedushin? So again, this in light of the earlier shiurim, it is very simple. It's not just simply that this is stage two of the kin of Ishus. And how can one have stage two of the Tanishas of Chuppah without Erisin? But as we pointed out at the beginning of the year, the following: the Kinyan of Ishus is Erisin. That's Kesef Sharambia. At that point, she is Kanuyala. When it comes to Chuppah, Chuppah is simply the following: an Eishasish Bemes Habal, as opposed to an Eishasish Bemes Aviha. But the Kinyan of Ishus is Vishas Erisin. What Mesir L'Chuppa does is now she is an Eishas Ish Beveis Habal. But to be Beveis Habal without being Eishas Ish, of course the Gemara says, according to Rav, that's nothing. That's the Rashi we discussed in the Afirim of Beis, that when the Gemara has the Josh of Beisu Zuishta, that's a reference to Chuppa. Chuppa is the Eishas Ish, who is Beveis Habal. And that's what accounted for so many possibilities for Shon that we saw, because the king of Yishus is a Dabra Kotsu. That's cut and dry. That's clear. Kesef Shambiyu. At what point she is considered to be the base Habal, that's Machlokas Rishonim. Mesir L'Chuppa, the Yichud, Yichud Harei L'Biyah, the Badeking, and so on. So indicators that this is clear, that Chup is not the Kinyan of Yishus, but rather the reality of an Eishas Ish is now Beis Ishta. Just in the previous year we pointed out just several different halachas. One was the sugya later Daf Yetesimah, the sugya in Ksuvas Nefnum Zav, the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Meir regarding Tznai, Masna Mashma Kasa B'Torah. Hareyat Mekudeshesli Amana She'en Lachalai Sher Ksuz Vona. A good Tznai or a bad Tznai? For Slavetchuk we pointed out, bothered by the following: the chiyuv of sher ksuz vona, as we discussed in the very beginning of the Masechta, are not chal mishas erisin. There's a chiyuv of sher ksuz and only mishas erisin. Those are all mishas nisuin. So why is the case hareat mekudeshes the amanas? The case should be a tnai b'shas nisuin, a nisuin al tnai she'en lachalai sher ksuz vona. But the Rechik answered the following: that the kinyan of Ishus is Mishas Erisin. Any Tanai that you will have in Ishus, whether it's a Tanai that will affect the immediate here and now, or whether it's itnag will affect the subsequent shiva nishus, has to be expressed b'shas pinyin at the time of the erusin, not at the time of the nisuin. And that's why harayat mukadeshesli amna shein achalai shirks the sona. Number two is that chiddush, right? That the dogma of Avraham writes explicitly in Yardei and Shimon Beis that there's no shlichus when it comes to nisuin. Milsa yisa b'shlichus yisa b'tnai. When it comes to a kinyan can be made out tnai. A kinyan can be made at times like a shliach. When it comes to nisuin, which is an eishes ish b'veis habal, the base habal is not nitan l'shlichus. That's the ha'ara, right? A partial ha'ara, the Dagger Mavava with the ha'ara of Soloveitchik. The Dagger Mavava points out the following, that the Mordechai writes, the beginning of Suvas, the badeking, really is the chuppah. So make sure that either the chasan does the badeking, or shluchim. So Soloveitchik just commented, if you're already going to accept the position of the Mordechai, that the badeking is the nisuin, so not o shluchim, then the chasan should be the one to do that, because who says that there is shlichus when it comes to nisuin? Shlichus when it comes to the kinyan of ishus. A further issue we discussed with that marcheshes, in chelek beis and siman aleph, eidus l'kima davar. The marcheshes diuk in the Rambam Shita that eidus is only necessary b'shas erisin. There's no need for eidus l'kima davar b'shas nisuin. Eidus is a function of level of das b'shas kinyan. That's Dina B'Shas Erisin. And the Rambam never mentions any requirement of Eidus B'Shas Nisuin. That was the Rambam's Kiddush, the Shitase, that Eidus B'Kimada was a function of Das Dover Shaberafo. It's not needed in Yibum, not needed in Chalitza, not needed in Nisuin. Whether a woman is B'Beis Habala, B'Beis Abiyah, does not require Eidus B'Kimada. Therefore, again, according to the Rambam, it's true. We're machmer from the Rambam Shita to have Yichud, but Eide Yichud is a Chumra Gabe Chumra. Right? A Kiddush of the Rambam Sheet to the definition of Nisuin, and an assumption of the Ravid that Eidus Lekimadar is necessary for any Chalos issues. And furthermore, we pointed out the Tosos in the Yudah Mar Aleph, the view of Reino Nisim. Tosos is Baba Bayestira, whether Chilas Mi or Sofi is Kone. Here the Gemara says that Kol HaBoel Dap Ha'ok Mabiyah. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Nissim the following Kiddush, that when it comes to Erisin, Gemar Bia. However, when it comes to Nisuin, even Tchilasin. Why is that true? And actually pointed out, as the Rambam Sheet as well, that the Gemara doesn't say that the Tchilas Bia is nothing. The Gemara says, Da Toar Gemar Bia. But Das, Dover Sheva Erva, that is required when it comes to Erisin, not when it comes to the case of Nisuin. And therefore, the Rambam splits psak like Rabbi Nisim, that for Nisuin a tchilas be is sufficient, Mashen Kain Irisin requires Gemar Bia. Again, all this points to the fact that the king of Ishus is at that time, just in light of that, just not Gemar very well. To assume that Chuppah should function without Irisin, how can that be? How can you have the Beis Hambal without having the Ishus Ish? And that's what Rava says, that you can't certainly apply your limud to tell us if chup in fact would become. We pointed out earlier shiurim, even a step further, and that's Siman Yaradeir, Shimon Beis, when it comes to the bedecking issue. And we pointed out the following, the chiddush of the taz, Boshim Shat, the difficult chiddush of the taz. The Gemara has the beginning of Suvas, not in Davdala, the case, so tragically, right? Meiso Aviv Shal Chosan, Imo Shal Kala. The chasana can lose a parent at the time of the chasana. So the details. Now, what happens? Simcha, avelus. How do you balance those details? So it's clear from the Gemara that there's a marked difference as to the timing. What happened first? The avelus or the issues? So the Taz writes the following great Yiddish. That you know, when it comes to avelus, halacha kedivrei hamekabah. We already pointed out that there are several days in Rishonim. What is Nisuin? And one of them is the view of the Mordechai that the Badeking is Nisuin. So Taz writes a very great Kiddush Lahalacha. If the Badeking already occurred, and then Meis, Aviv Shalchas Nil Shalkalma, Al Pidin, That's like Ishus already began, and Avedus kicks in later. Which would be very different whether the Avedus first happened prior to the Ishus. That's the Kiddush that does. Since Halakha Kedivrei Mei Kabbalah, one can rely on the Shita of Mordechai that the Ishus already commenced. So he pointed out, we learned that piece, the following difficulty. It's true that the Mordechai writes the beginning of Ksuv is that Bandeking is the Nisuin. But does that have any chalos? Does that have any expression? She is already Bebeis Habal without an Eishas Ish. How can that be? Nisuin alone is something. Pashup shot that Mordechai is the following. If the Bandeking is done already, that means at the time of Erisin, at the time of the Mesiras HaTabas, she will go immediately from a Pnuya to a Nesua. Normally, you go from Pnuya to an Arusa to a Nesua. If a Knis L'Rishus already occurred, that will allow the Kinyan of Erisin to accomplish everything. Not that the Nesuan is Chal B'li Erisin. How could that be? It means that that will be an allowance for the Kinyan of Keser Sharambiya to result in Nisuin. But even if Yisuin is the Mordechai, and the Badeking occurred, that doesn't mean that Al-Pidin, the Ishus began prior to the Avelus. The Ishus is not Chal Mishas Nisuin. She's not an Ishus Ish. And it's not that once you do the Nisuin, the Mafreya, she was an Ishus Ish from the time of Badeking. It means that the condition is already met that the Kinyan of Ishus will result in a full Ishus. And Boshav Shah, that's based on these Makoros, said again, that you can't have, right, a Chuppah B'li Erisin. In such a case, Rava says, and how can you have a Jerusha, right, the Limo, the Bininav, to be able to say that Chuppah should be Chal, right, even without any form of Erisin itself. Tomorrow we'll start the sugya and the Hema Beis of Nasa Nuv Amrahi. Right, take a look. Right, aside from the Rishon and the Daf at the Ran and the Falaf Menal from Daf Beharif, right, the case of the Chayshinan in the Gemara, is that a Dindaraisa, is that a Dindarabanan? How do you pass in these particular cases? So take a look at the Ran, then take a look at Avne Miluim and Simen Chav Zayin and Sivkatan Yurches. Also an important issue. The Ran will quote the Gemara later. And Daf Chesim Abayz, the case of Kelev Ratzach Areha. Okay, so take a look at that Ram, the Sigin of Chesim Abayz. And then take a look at that Avni Miluim. There's a Rambam about Safek. Take a look at it, it's Tumas Meis. Right, Perektes Halach Liyin Bayz. So what is the Halach regarding a Safek Daraisa, Safek Drabanon? Right, and we'll see that this is a critical issue, just in terms of Dinei Safek. Okay, so pick up the Krasan Rambam.